Hello, BTN News listeners. As many of you know, the news show is entirely made possible by donations from listeners like you. The news show is not sponsored in any way. And because of this, the only way how the news show can continue is through your contributions. If you wish to continue enjoying the news show, please visit britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions to make your contribution today to keep the news show on the air. And thank you so much for your support. Howdy, all. Welcome to the Thursday edition of the BTN News Show. It is the 26th of March, 2020. Here comes the best technology news that's been happening, and we got it for you right now in about 5 minutes. Google Podcasts. It's finally on iOS. Yep, after so much time, yes, you can finally get Google's podcast app on your iOS device. Android users, however, though, you're not left out. Nah, you've got a new design look to yours. That new design feature for Android users includes a home screen, which is now focused on shows you already subscribed to. It also offers a scrollable feed of new episodes with quick links to download, play, or queue up. The discovery and recommendation features have now been broken into two new tabs. They're actually called Explore and Activity. This will let you view and manage your current playback queue, your listening history, of course, your downloads, and all of your subscriptions. As for the iOS users, well, you're just going to have to go check it out for yourself. Head to the App Store right now and get it downloaded and see how you feel about it. Ultraviolet tech. What is it? Well, that's tech that uses plasma and lasers to make generation chips. All right, so now that we got you caught up on that, why are we talking about it? Well, we're talking about it because Samsung has made the first RAM chip produced with extreme ultraviolet tech. Samsung's hoping this will get past the barriers of DRAM scaling, allowing for better performance, shorter development time, and better yields, meaning fewer bad chips. Now, just because Samsung is making these things and going to be shipping them soon doesn't mean you're going to be seeing them anytime soon. Samsung actually won't have another factory for this unit until the second half of 2020. They also don't expect to have mass production either until the year of about 2021. YouTube Music. Yeah, you subscribe to it? Come on, somebody out there is, right? Surely, right? Well, if you are subscribed to it, now you can see the lyrics to your favorite song. Yes, this feature, pretty much offered on every other streaming music service, has finally come to YouTube's Music, and it'll be for either your iOS or your Android versions. Now, if you want to see the lyrics, all you got to do is tap that I button. That's to the left of the song title in the YouTube Music playback interface. Then the full screen of lyrics will jump right out at you there on the screen. You can also manually scroll through the lyrics if that's your thing. And of course, highlight the words so you can follow along with that song and do your own little karaoke. Just don't sing out loud. And finally, boy, there ain't a lot shipping around the world right now, is there? Unless it has to do with trying to kill this damn virus. But one thing that is shipping to a lot of people, amazingly, is the new iPad Pro. Yeah, we all know the Apple stores are closed, except if you live in China right now. But a lot of people around the world have been receiving their new iPad Pros on their doorsteps. In fact, we're actually hearing from a lot of our UK listeners that said, yeah, it actually showed up today. I was surprised. Can't say it's going to be this way for everybody around the world. Apple's actually saying online orders that are actually placed today. Your estimated delivery date will be sometime in mid-April. If you've got a story and no one else is listening, well, send it our way at britishtechnews@gmail.com. Our website, conveniently located at britishtechnetwork.com, that is powered by TSO Host. Yes, they supply all the bandwidth and hosting for the British Tech Network, not just for the new show, but all the BTN shows. That includes the Mac Show, the Big Show, the Photo Show, plus our blog that's over there as well. If you're looking for some web hosting, check them out today at tsohost.com. Now, even though TSO Host does supply the bandwidth and hosting for us here at the new show, they don't sponsor us anyway. We actually need you to keep the new show on the air. So if you love what we do here for the new show for you day in and day out, consider heading on over to our British Tech Network subscription page. You can do that by simply going to britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions. And thank you very much for your support. Find us on Twitter and give us a follow there too at British Tech, or come by our community over at our Slack room by visiting britishtech.slack.com. The new show will be back at your way for your Friday installment tomorrow, getting you caught up with the best technology news that's going to be happening. But until then, have yourself a fantastic Thursday. And thank you so much, as always, for listening.